A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his host, one of the leading Pharisees, "When you give a lunch or a dinner, do not ask your friends, brothers, relations, or rich neighbors, for fear they repay your courtesy by inviting you in return. No, when you have a party, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. If they cannot pay you back, means that you are fortunate, because repayment will be made to you when the virtues rise again." The Gospel of the Lord. There are times in life when someone says something which doesn't mean much to them, but somehow you know it's God speaking. Something about what they say just seems to touch something very important in their lives. One such time in my life, I was sitting in a special minivan converted to carry profoundly handicapped. I started doing some voluntary work in the summer of 1986. And the first day we went out in this van to pick up profoundly handicapped people who would spend 3 days with us in this converted set of houses on the outskirts of Glasgow. And a man came on just to help us carry the handicapped up and down the narrow staircases of Glasgow. Sometimes it was quite a lot of hauling involved. Some of these were very badly handicapped indeed, physically and mentally. And speaking at the front of the van, he was talking to the driver and he said something that I just knew was God speaking. He said to the driver, "Sometimes in your life you get to work the mentally handicapped. I think that's a privileged time God gives you. It's a time you should embrace, because it never comes back." He wasn't talking to me, he was just speaking to this guy, the driver. I never saw this man again, never came back on the minivan. But I knew God was speaking. A couple of months before, I'd expected to enter the novitiate in Ireland, in Dublin, to the Passionist Order. And here I was back in Glasgow, tail between my legs. Things hadn't worked out at all. The reason I came back is because I'd promised to work in this respite centre, as it was called, this project of Glasgow Archdiocese. I'd actually hoped to stay in Dublin, but when I phoned them, they said, "We need you to come back, really, because we are expecting you to do this voluntary work for the next couple of months." So home I came, and off I went, and I stayed in this place 5-6 days a week. The other day I went back to visit my parents. That, in fact, was to start me off in some work for the next 2 years in various types of hostel, various places, working on and off with handicapped people. Different kinds of handicap. And though it was frustrating in some ways, I was doing quite simple work, and I wasn't sure why I'd ended up doing this sort of work, but it's the jobs I kept getting. Once that man kept coming back, a time to embrace, a time you can really keep, and it comes from God. At the end of the 2 years, having also spent time being directed in various ways by spiritual directors, having spent time in the monastery of Pluskerdon, having gone to confession with my confessor, a Dominican, Anthony Ross, who had suffered a stroke some years before I met him, so that even communicating was difficult. How he heard my confessions, a long story, but we could understand each other. At the end of the 2 years, I somehow walked into the Dominican Order. That was 1988. Still here. But those 2 years were, in fact, as a man said, a gift from God. Partly because of the curious complexities and wonders of types of handicap people endure. Also because it taught me so much about what the human soul really is. Not always easy working with handicap, especially those who are called borderline handicap. They can be very irritating. It's very hard to see what is them and what's the condition. But also you can see that it's not the same as just being rather stupid or thick. Handicapped have a real barrier in their life they can't go over, levels they can't reach. And the profoundly handicapped are much easier. But whether it's profound, as it's used to call it, or borderline, or which may not be a politically correct term now, because what counts as politically correct changes all the time. The one thing you can see is their soul, the reality of something which is simply not material. That sense of sharing in the being of things that we human beings have, and the animals, other animals, don't have. It was part of the gift. Also the sense that there are ways of living lives which are unsuspected. Working with the handicapped, they discovered all the little clubs, the cafes they used to go to, the places they hung out, their own ways they connected, all the people, the many people protecting them. All the things that happen, all the things that we need to be human. And also, the love, the way that they care for each other, even when they're very selfish. All of that, which makes us human. In this gospel, though, it seems to be saying, work with the poor, whatever, the people who have lost something, and then you'll get a reward in heaven. It's really just saying, that's the time in your life God gives you. It lets you rise again. It lets you be human again. It lets you know what it is to be human. So you can rise again in the resurrection of the just. And that's the time you really can keep for all eternity.